This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees today. Our correspondent reports that a 13-kilometre stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar, worth around 4,600 crore rupees, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. He will also undertake a ride on the Namo Bharat train from Sahibabad RRTS station to New Ashok Nagar RRTS station. He will also lay the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini, New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Addressing the event, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that several schemes are being implemented for the welfare and economic empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%. The minister also informed that under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, an amount of around 3.46 lakh crore rupees has been distributed to 11 crore farmers in 18 installments. United States National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will be on a two-day visit to India starting today, during which he will hold meetings with several key Indian dignitaries, including NSA Ajit Doval and External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar. In a statement, U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Sean Savette said, during this meeting with Ajit Doval, Sullivan will discuss issues ranging from space, defense, strategic technology cooperation, as well as shared security priorities in the Indo-Pacific region. The U.S. NSA will also make a visit to IIT Delhi, where he will meet Indian entrepreneurs and discuss the India-U.S. Alliance on Innovation and ICET initiative. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has highlighted that draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 have provisions to protect citizens' data and safeguard their rights. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the minister said that the draft rules consist of three major components. These are the provisions to protect the personal data of citizens, the measures to prevent digital risks that children may face, and the provisions to enable citizens to easily exercise their rights. Six Bangladeshi nationals have been arrested in Tamil Nadu for staying in the state without any valid documents. The arrests were made in Palladam in Tiruppur district. Russia issued a stern warning to Ukraine, vowing to respond to attempts to strike the Belgorod region with American ATACMS missiles. The Russian Defense Ministry stated that Ukrainian troops had launched an ATACMS strike on the Belgorod region yesterday using six US-made ballistic missiles. In Hockey India League, Team Gonasika secured their first win in the tournament, beating Hyderabad Tufans 3-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. In another match, Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers clinched a comfortable 4-1 win against the Delhi SG Pipers at the same venue. In Indian Super League football, FC Goa thumped Odisha FC 4-2 at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar last evening. Ahmed Jahu and Jerry Mawingmingthanga netted the goals for Odisha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.